IRS is laying off thousands of employees as the Department of Government Efficiency looks to cut waste, fraud, and abuse at the tax agency. Joining us now to discuss the future of the IRS and what it means for you is the president of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist. Good to see you, sir. We appreciate you joining us. You have found countless examples of waste and potential fraud involving the IRS itself and say the IRS does not meet the standard it demands of its taxpayers, starting with its fleet of cars. First of all, a lot of folks at home probably don't realize how many cars the IRS owns. How many, Grover?
Well, over 2,000 cars, and more people. They have more cars than there are people that are supposed to have access to cars. One person, most of the cars are actually assigned to one person, only 500 that they share. One person claims he drove 242,000 miles in 1 year, which would be 600 miles in a day, every day, including Saturdays and Sundays. The abuse there is not only ridiculous and expensive for taxpayers, but if you have a small business and the business owns a car and you take that car on personal travel, a vacation or just personal travel, you have to record every time you use that car so that they know what is your business and what you need to pay taxes on because it's you individually. The IRS doesn't live up to its own standards of keeping track. They have thousands of guns, 6 million rounds of ammunition. Took a long time to get them to admit what it was. More times those guns have gone off by mistake than on purpose. They're not doing the training that you need. That's had tragic results at the IRS. They are not taking this seriously. Half of IRS agents don't come to work ever. I don't mean they come on Fridays only. I mean, the own inspection by the Inspector General found that half of them were coming never, half were coming something less than never, but they wouldn't tell us whether that was 10% or 90%. My guess is it's closer to 10%. They're not transparent to the American people, and they don't take care of your privacy and everybody else's privacy. A new Inspector General report found that things were laid all over people's private papers. They were not locked up as they're supposed to be in places to burn them and get rid of them. They were just piled up. Anybody could reach in, pick up one, take them home. And they have this bring your own laptop deal where people bring their own laptops, put your sensitive data on that laptop and take it home and, leave it on the subway?
Right. Who knows? Right. So are you saying that these IRS workers are working from home with this sensitive data and they're able to log into a database through the federal government and do that?
Yes. And the concern that Elon Musk might be able to look at tax data, there are 900 people with access to unmasked tax data, meaning it has not just your return, which you could look at and say that's a person paid this much. It has your name, it has your address, it has your Social Security number. 900 people, including 20 student volunteers. Okay? So, and this is not a serious protection of our privacy.
We know Trump wants to get rid of the IRS altogether. What's your thoughts? What's the answer to all of this?
Well, whatever we do, as long as we have a government, there'll be somebody collecting taxes, and they will never be popular, okay? But they don't have to be abusive. They do need to be transparent. They need to respect people's privacy. I think the present tax structure we have, every time you simplify it, the president in 2017 made the standard deduction twice as high. Now 90% of Americans don't have to go and keep all their receipts and contributions to church and everything because they are able to deduct more than they would have if they counted that all up. It tremendously simplifies things. Let's make it easier for people to know what they own and to feel comfortable that when they send their tax returns in, one person reads it only when they need to.
And also some security guardrails, it sounds like, if 900 IRS agents can work from home and have data.
Many thousands work from home.
But the 900, specifically, that have access
to everything.
Yeah. That's a little troubling. President of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.